Looking outside, I was in the, my wife and I were in the 40th anniversary
picture,
as well as the 50th, so it's good to be here today.
在外边我看到那个照片的时候，我发现那个就是那个40年那个照片合影里边，我和我太太都在里边，现在已经有50年了。
Now it seems we have so many crazy days to celebrate now on our calendar.
虽然就是现在呢，我们在我们的日历当中有很多很繁忙的事情需要庆祝。
Here's a couple days that I ran across as I looked up days.
当我看我这个日程表的时候，我会看到有两个特别的日子。
Here's a good trivia question. When is Trivia Day? Trivia Day is January 4th. Did you know that? Trivia Day.
那是一个小事情的那个一天。那这一天是什么呢？是1月24号，你们知道吗？
Followed by Houseplant Day on the 11th of January.
那这之后呢，是家里边房子为房屋里边的事情做准备的这样的一个日子，是在1月11号。Bird
Day is actually on the 5th of January.
是1月5号的时候是过生日的那一天。Of
course, we know Valentine's Day is on the 14th, but did you know that Single Awareness Day is February 15th, right after Valentine's Day, officially?
OK, 你们知道这个2月14号是情人节，但是你们知道吗？单身节是2月15号，那是之后的一天。So
we have Hammock Day on July 22nd.
在7月2号的时候是 Hammock Day.
Of course, we have the Chinese New Year when?
当然我们有是中国的新年，2月1号。
February 1st?
是2月1号吗?
Chinese New Year?
是中国的新年吗?
Yeah, okay. And do you know what the animal was? I even looked this up. The animal for this year is what?
你们知道这个,
do you guys do the
animals?
Is it a tiger this year?
你们知道这个今年的动物是哪一个吗? 是虎年吗?
And next year is the rabbit.
那下一年应该是,
Rabbit, right?
兔年.
Okay. All right, so I'm learning things all the time. But you know, celebrating Thanksgiving is something extra special.
但是你们知道,庆祝感恩节确实是特别的一天。
When we celebrate Thanksgiving, is this on? I'm going to turn it on.
当我们庆祝感恩节,
When we celebrate Thanksgiving, by the way, how many of you guys did the hand turkey? If you grew up in the U.S., did you a hand turkey? Yeah, how many, see my hands up if you ever did a hand turkey.
那你们有多少人做了这个, ham turkey呢?
That's where you actually like trace your hand, and then you like color it in as a turkey. I never did one that neat. Mine was terrible. But we always did hand turkeys.
我们总是用手做 turkey.
Well, I want to share with you briefly about all that the Lord has done in His Word and in our country and in our lives today.
我想跟大家分享一下，就是神为我们所做的一切，是在他的这个言语里边，在这个世界上，在我们的生命当中所做的一切。First
of all, did you know that the United States is only one of two countries that celebrates Thanksgiving?
你们知道这个美国其实是世界上唯一的两个国家是庆祝感恩节的。You
probably thought it was only one, right? That we were the only country that celebrated because it had to do with the pilgrims and stuff, right?
你们也许认为美国是唯一的一个庆祝感恩节的国家，因为那些个清教徒们来到美国，所以才庆祝感恩节。But
actually, Liberia has a Thanksgiving.
但是利比亚也是庆祝感恩节的。Now,
don't look it up too much. I know some of you guys are going, Liberia, because it's not really on the same day we do, but they do call it Thanksgiving.
你们不要再查阅，也许你们想，是吗？这个我都不知道，但是呢，确实是他们庆祝感恩节，也许跟我们的日期是不一样的。
So a little history about Thanksgiving.
所以我给大家讲一下感恩节的历史。
The Mayflower, this boat, came over from England over to the United States.
这个五月花船，它是从英国到了美国。
In 1620.
在1620年。
They left England in July of 1620.
他们是在7月6号1620年离开的英国。
With 120, well, I'm sorry, with 102 passengers.
大概有120个人.
Over the course of a year and a half, there were only 54 that were left.
那通过一年半的时间，只剩下54个人.
Some died on the way over, and some died in the next year and a half trying to survive.
有些人是在途中死掉的，有些人是在这之后的一年半当中 丧失的。
They were helped by the Native Americans at that time.
他们当时被当地的印第安人所抓捕抓获。
And in November of 1621, 90 Indians and 54 people from the Mayflower got together to celebrate.
Okay, I hope I remember everything.
The years don't matter.
16, excuse me, can you repeat?
And in the fall of 1621,
大概在1621年的秋天。
Both the Native Americans and the Pilgrims got together to celebrate.
当地的印第安人和这个来到移民到这里的这些个清教徒们一起来庆祝感恩节。
They were celebrating the first successful corn harvest.
他们当时庆祝第一个就是玉米的丰收。
So that's the history.
这是历史。
How can we apply that to us today? Giving thanks to what God has done for us.
那么在我们当中在我们身上我们该怎么把它实现出来呢尤其是感谢神为我们所做的一切。
So I'd like to look at a couple passages of scripture.
我想跟大家分享几段经节。
One is in Joshua 4.
其中一个是在约书亚记第四章。
Verses 19 through 24, and I'll read it in English and then you can read it. It says, Now the people came together from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they camped in Gilgal, on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they had took from the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, When your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, What are these stones? Verse
正月初十，人民从约旦河上来以后，就在吉甲，在约利哥的东边安营。约书亚把他们从约旦河取来的那十二块石头竖立在基甲。约书亚对以色列人说：“如果日后你们的子孙问你们的父亲，问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思？”
And then continue reading. In verse 23, it says, "For the Lord your God dried up the waters in the Jordan before, until you had all crossed over, as the Lord your God did." To the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we had crossed over, that all the peoples of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and that you will fear the Lord your God forever.
Okay, 我会把二十二节也读了。那时你们就要告诉你们的子孙说，以色列人曾经在干地上走过了这约旦河，因为耶和华你们的神在你们面前使约旦河的水干了，直到你们都过了河，好像耶和华你们的神从前。对红海所行的，在我们面前使红海干了，直到我们都过了河一样，好使地上万民都认识耶和华的手是有能力的手，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
Now this is in Joshua chapter 4. If we go to Joshua chapter 1,
这是在约书亚第四约书亚记第四章所记载的。但是如果我们看第一章
，We read how Moses has died, and now Joshua is going to be the leader.
我们会看到摩西已经过世了，那约书亚成为以色列民的带领者。
And it's a lot like the backup quarterback coming into a game.
就好像一个后备的 quarterback 又被替补上来。
Moses had been Joshua's mentor for many years, and Joshua served as second under Moses.
那摩西呢，作为约书亚的这个相当于一个导师，这个约书亚呢也一直服侍，就是辅佐摩西。
And he was afraid. God tells him in that first chapter of Joshua, he says, be strong and courageous.
在第一章里边，约书亚说，你们要勇，刚强壮胆。
And God gives Joshua a plan in Joshua chapter 2.
在约书亚记第二章的时候，神给约书亚一个计划。
To cross over the Jordan River and enter into the promised land.
也就是通过约旦河到神所应许之地。
And God tells Joshua to take the Ark of the Covenant before them and have the priests carry that toward the Jordan River.
约书亚让这些个祭司们扛着约柜，要行在以色列民中间，通过约旦河。
And he had 2 million plus people line up behind them.
他后面大概有两百万人。
And God said, "Have the priests step into the water."
神说，让这些个祭司们先到水中。
And as soon as the priest stepped into the water, the waters parted.
那当这些祭司们刚一进入水中的时候，这些水就分开了。
And the people were able to walk over on dry ground.
人们就可以从干地上通过。
And then after they walk over, God tells them to gather up 12 big rocks from the Jordan River.
当他们通过的时候，神就让他们从这个约旦河中选十二个石头。
Maybe something like that pile of rocks that you see behind me.
也许就像你在我们身后这个盒子这样堆积的。
Now, why did God have them take these rocks to make a memorial for Himself and for the miracle that was done there?
为什么神让他们选十二块石头来纪念他所做的一切，他所行的神迹？
Well, I want to tell you there were no selfies and no souvenir shops.
在那个时候不可以自拍，也没有可以买纪念品的这样的店。
So today, what do we do if we go somewhere, we see something, we take a selfie?
我们做什么呢？今天我们到任何地方的时候，我们都要自拍。
We have some pictures to remember the event by.
那我们会照一些个照片来纪念所发生的事情。
And there's no souvenir shops.
那个时候确实没有买纪念品的店。
I remember when our family would visit Florida from New Jersey.
我记得当时我们一家从纽约州来到佛州。
This is before Disney World.
那还是在迪士尼世界之Disney World 之前。
And there'd be all these souvenir shops in Florida.
当时唯一的一个有卖纪念品的店。
And you'd buy coconuts that were carved up that looked like I don't know islanders, and you'd buy stuffed little alligators.
那个时候呢，就是这些 coconut 这些个东西哈，雕刻的，或者可以买一些个像那个 alligator 哈。
And I think they were trying to wipe out all the alligators back then because you could go in any souvenir shop and buy these little baby alligators that were stuffed, and you could like with your brother and sister.
我想他们想除掉这个 alligators 啊，因为你上这些店里看，你会看到这些个做的布的那些个小的 alligators 在说哇啊啊的叫。
That was good. I like that. That's good. That's a proper translation. I think she was doing it actually very good. I don't think they do that now. I think you can't just do that to alligators, right? You have to like keep the alligators, save the alligators.
你现在不可以这样对 alligators. 你现在还得要救这些，挽救这，拯救这些 alligators.
And I don't think there were any like shirts back then.That parents brought home to their kids that said something like, "My parents crossed the Jordan River, and all I got was this T-shirt."
现在呢，你不会买到这样的这个 T-shirt 的，上面写说，我的父母亲通过了约旦河，而我呢，只得到了这个 T-shirt.
So there had to be some way back then to memorialize or recognize this great event.
所以在那个时候，也要选择一种方式来纪念这一个伟大的事件。
And God said, build this monument so when anyone asks you what happened here, you could tell them about the miracle that God had done.
所以神说你要建立一个纪念塔，当人们问起你当时发生什么事情的时候，你可以把这一切讲给人们听。
And it's a little different today, right? With cameras and things?
今天呢是完全不同的，我们有相机还有其他的东西。
Like I mentioned that we're in the 50th and 40th year,picture back there because we can see ourselves.
刚才说呢，我们有五十年、四十年纪念的照片，我们可以看到来留作纪念。
I pulled up a few pictures just to put in here, and I remember where each one of these were taken.
我这里边放了几张照片，我也记得当时是在什么时候照的这些照片。
The one picture, Sheila and I went with Haley, and I don't think they were married just yet. Zach.To the Isla Morada Fish Company down in the Keys.
当时呢，我和我的太太还有是我们的女儿 Sheila. Sheila, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
是在那个那个 Fisher 这个店前哈照的照片。当时可能我也可能他们还没有结婚。
And then on the other side, we were at the strawberry patch or something was it called in Homestead? Anyway, they have really good milkshakes.
那。右边的这个照片呢，可能是在 Homestead 当时那个卖草莓的这样一个农场那个时候照的。
And that was about maybe 8 years ago.
大概是六年前，他们那儿有很好的这个 milkshake.
And the one in the middle, I'm really proud of. That's when Tiger, one of our dogs, won his first canine 5K.
在中间这个图片呢，就是我们的这个狗哈 Tiger, 他是跑了五千迈获得了奖，当时照的照片。
If you can see, he's actually wearing a little medal around his neck.
你如果看的话，可以看到他脖子上挂了一个奖杯、奖牌。
But I think as Paul is on my foot, kind of just recognizing me as helping. You know, hey, it's okay, you helped.
在脚下呢，那个就是说那个 pedal 哈，那边这个也就纪念我当时是帮助他的。
But there's so many ways that we can remember things that have happened into our lives.
其实有很多方式可以记录下来在我们生命当中所发生的一切。
And I want to encourage you to look at the ways God has blessed you through pictures. Find some pictures, get them out, and go through them.
我鼓励你们来把你们的照片拿出来，看一看神在你们生命当中给予你的祝福。
God has blessed us continually.
神不断地在祝福我们。
And we need reminders about how much God has blessed us.
我们需要有提醒的东西，告诉我们神是怎样来祝福我们的。
Just like the children of Israel, they built that mound of stones so they could go, this is what God did here.
就像以色列民一样，他们把那石头建立在那里来纪念神，告诉他们这是当时发生的事情。
Because if we don't remember what God has done for us in the past, somehow we don't think God is going to be with us in the future.
如果我们不纪念神为我们所做的一切，我们就不会想到神将来会为我们做什么。
I want to give you an example of that in 1 Kings chapter 19.
我给你一个例子，也就是《列王记上》第十九章。
Now in 1 Kings it talks about Elijah a lot.
在这个《列王记上》里边提到了以利，很多地方提到了以利亚。
And in chapter 17, we see Elijah doing amazing things. He calls for a drought, and it happens.
在第十七章的时候，我们看到以利亚做了很多的奇妙的事情，他说要有大旱，那就有大旱。
Birds brought him food to eat and water to drink.
鸟呢，给他拿来食物供给他，然后呢，有水给他喝。
He made a widow's oil not go empty but keep filling.
他让那寡妇的油不枯干，而持续丰富的流出，可以供给他们。
And in chapter 17, he also raised a young man from death back to life.
而第十七章中呢，他也使一个年轻人从死里复活。
Amazing things that God had done through Elijah.
神通过以利亚做了很多神奇的事情。
In chapter 18, we see even bigger things.
在第十八节的时候，我们看到了更大的奇迹。
We see Elijah calling down fire from heaven.
我们看到以利亚呼召火从天上降下。
If you remember the story, the prophets of Baal and Asherah were gathered, and Elijah was on the other side.
如果你记起这个故事的话，当时巴利还有亚利沙的那些个别神，他们的这些个先知们站在一旁，以利亚站在另一旁。
And Elijah proposed the contest.
以利亚当时说，他们之间要有一个竞争。
Both would build altars to their God.
他们呢，双方各要建祭坛给他们的神。
And if you remember the story, that the prophets of Baal, they failed in their attempts to call down fire from heaven.
如果你记得这个故事的话，巴利的那些先知们失败了，没有能够使火从天上降下。
They spent all day.Chanting and crying out to their God.
他们花了一整天不断的呼求呼喊，向他们的神呼求。
They cut themselves with knives.
他们甚至用刀刮他们自己，刮伤自己。
And in fact, Elijah even mocked them by saying, "Your God must be sleeping or doing something else. You need to cry louder."
以利亚甚至嘲笑他们说，啊，你们的神一定是睡着了，你们要多做一些事情，让他醒来。
And after their efforts failed, Elijah covered his sacrifice with water.
当他们这些个努力失败的时候，以利亚呢把他的祭坛泼上了水。
And God sent down fire from heaven and totally consumed that sacrifice.
但是神使火从天上降下，烧了祭坛上的一切。
And all the prophets of Baal were rounded up and killed.
所有这些巴利的先知们都被绞杀了。
A great victory for God.
这是神的一个伟大的胜利。
But what happens next?
那这之后又发生什么事情呢？
1 Kings chapter 19 says this.
列王记上第十九章这样说。
It says, Then he was afraid, and he rose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came down and sat under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, It's enough for me now. O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's.
以利亚害怕就起来逃命去了。他到了犹大的别示巴。就把自己的仆人留在那里，他自己却在旷野走了一天的路，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华啊，现在已经够了，求你取我的性命吧，因为我并不比我的列祖好。”他躺在那棵罗藤树下睡着了。
Well, what caused him to run for his life after calling down fire from heaven?
那当他把这个火从天上降下的时候呢，他去逃跑了。
It was Ahab's wife Jezebel.
是因为亚哈王的太太约洗别。
And when she heard what happened to the prophets of Baal, she declared that Elijah's head would be taken that day.
当她听说巴利的那些个先知们所发生的一切，她说呢，她这个以利亚的头要被砍下去。
And for some reason, Elijah ran.
不知什么原因，以利亚跑了。
See, I believe Elijah forgot all that God had done through him.
那神在他身上所做了一切，他就跑了。
He didn't focus on the blessings and what God had done for him in the past.
他没有注目在神给他的祝福身上，还有在他身上所做的一切。
He just looked on his present circumstances.
他只看到了他眼前的景况。
And he was hopeless.
他感到无助。
Have you ever looked at your present circumstances or things that were coming up and felt hopeless?
那你是否看到你现在的境况，曾经有时候想到自己很无助呢？
It's easy to feel hopeless. We're overwhelmed with things every day.
很容易让我们感到无助，因为每天我们身上会发生很多的事情。
Whatever you're doing, whatever field of business you're in, wherever you're going to school, there's always stuff.
不管你做什么，不管你是做什么职业，不管你在学校里怎么样，总是有很多事情发生。
And it's not easy to live in this world.
在这个世上生活是很艰难的。
We truly live in a fallen world with fallen people.
我们生活在一个没落的世界，堕落的人群。
So what can we do about it?
那我们该做些什么呢？
I'd like to turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我想看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says this, Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
应当一无挂念。只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，求你们所要的，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
It says, "Don't worry about anything."
这里说到你们不要担忧什么。
Do you ever worry about? I'm sorry. Do you ever worry about anything?
你们曾经忧虑过什么吗
？Am I the only one?Right?
我是唯一有过忧虑的人吗
？We worry all the time. There's always something in our heads. Even if something clears up, then we think about something else to worry about.
这个忧虑时常在我们身上发生。即使是有一些忧虑已经过去了，我们还会担忧其他的事情。
But praise God, we can pray about everything.
感谢主，我们可以向他求所有的事情。
We can trust God with everything.
我们可以把一切都托付给神。
And the older I get, I find that that's more my answer than ever before.
我随着年龄的增长，我逐渐的发现，这确实是现实的，确实是真实的。
Is that we're just going to have to trust God.
我们确实要信靠神。
And remember all that He has done.
要纪念他所为我们所做的一切。
As the verse continues, it says, "Tell God what you need."
那如果你继续看这个经节，上面说你要告诉神你所求的一切。
And thank him for all that he has done.
感谢他为你所做的一切。
Thank him for all that he has done.
感谢他为你所做的一切。
You see, it's important that we thank God for all that he has done.
很重要，我们要感谢神他为我们所做的一切。
And that's why it's important to have that inventory available. Whatever that, whatever that method is.
这也是为什么我们要有存货，不管你的方式是什么。
I encourage you between now and Thanksgiving.
我鼓励你们从现在到感恩节之间。
To do two things.
做两件事情。
Number one, start making a list of everything that God has done in your life.
第一件事情就是列一个单子，写上神在你生命当中所做的一切。
It'll probably take you, if you started now, through Thanksgiving to complete that list.
如果你现在开始的话，可能从现在到感恩节之前，这整段时间都要花费上去来记录神所做的一切。
Even in the bad times, God comes through.
即使是在不好的日子里，神也是一直带领你。
And here's even a game you can play with your family or your friends.
即使是在一个你和朋友和家人一起可以玩的这样的这个游戏当中。
Now, sometimes I'll do this with people, and we use hotels or gas stations.
那我们知道呢，有些人用这个 hotel 作为，或者是这个加油站。
But we go around in the circle and name hotels that are hotel chains or different hotels.
那我们有时候呢说 ，OK， 让人们写出来这个 hotel 到底是什么样的这个 hotel， 它的连锁是什么名。
And if you go around and you mention a hotel that was already mentioned, or you can't come up with one, you're out of the game.
那如果你有人已经说了这个 hotel 的这个名字之后，你不能再说了，要不然你就从这个游戏里边被剔除。
So maybe sometime, whether today or Thanksgiving, get your family in that circle, maybe around the dinner table.
也许呢，从现在到感恩节之前，你们要花时间，也许把一家人聚集在这个就是餐桌前。
And spend time going around thanking God for something that He has done.
每个人轮流花时间来纪念神在你们当中所做的一切，来感谢神。
You'll be surprised at how long you can go thanking God for all that He has done.
你会惊奇地发现，也许你会花很长很长的时间来感谢神为你所做的一切。
And I don't know about you, but at our house we've got a gazillion pictures.
我不知道你们是怎么样的，但是在我们家里边，我们有无数的照片。
A lot of pictures.
很多很多照片。
We've got boxes of pictures.
我们有成箱子的照片。
And we haven't, I guess we go through them occasionally just to kind of figure out which ones we throw out or which ones we organize or something, but boxes.
我有时候在想组织一下哪些可以留下哪些可以要扔掉，但是呢确实有成箱的照片。
Get out some old pictures and go through them with your family.
你们呢也需要跟你们的家人一起来回顾这些照片。
You'll find out how really blessed you are.
你就会发现你在生命当中是多么受神的祝福。
You know, in my family, my grandmother once.
在我家里边，我的祖母有一次。
She had her apartment robbed.
她当时呢，家里边被人盗窃了。
And in a moment of weakness, in that process.
在当时呢，这个她最弱的时候。
She tore up just about every picture of her family in that whole era. She was maybe 60 something, and she just ripped up every picture.
他当时一怒之下把他当时可能六十岁左右把所有的这些照片都撕了。
I don't think we have one picture, maybe one picture of my grandfather, because she ripped up everything.
我们家里边我想可能没有一张是关于我祖父的照片，因为祖母把所有的照片都撕了。
She was just so frustrated and sad and everything that had happened.
他当时呢确实是非常的失望，非常的伤心，这一切都发生在他的身上。
I want to encourage you to hang on to everything like that.
但是我鼓励你们要保留你们所有的一切。
Again, there's like a three-step, there's a four-step process in experiencing God's peace.
有四种方式啊，四步可以经历神的恩典。
Number one, it says don't worry about anything.
第一点就是不要担心任何事情。
Number two, pray about everything.
第二点，你要向神祷告，向神求。
Number three, tell God what you need.
第三点，你要告诉神你需要什么。
And thank him for what he has done.
然后感谢神为你所做的一切。
Then you will experience God's peace.
这之后你就会经历神的平安。
Which exceeds anything that we can understand.
它是会赐予你出乎意外的平安。
And it's ultimately going to be that peace that guards our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus.
是这样的这个平安保守我们的心思意念让我们生活在主基督耶稣里。
You know, there's always going to be things that want to come into your mind.
总会有事情会在你的头脑中闪现。
There's always things from the outside you're going to want to come into your heart.
在外界的有很多的东西也会占据你的心。
And if we trust God, if we don't worry about anything, pray about everything,
如果我们信靠神，我们不担忧什么，我们把一切交给他。
Tell him what we need and thank him for what he has done.
告诉他我们所需要的，感谢他为我们所做的一切。
We will experience God's peace and he will watch over our hearts and minds.
他会给我们出人意料的平安，他会保守我们的心思意念。
So I want to encourage you as we close our time to take inventory on your life.
我在我们结束之前，我想鼓励大家，那要把你们生命当中的这些个储备都记录下来。
And lots of times when we take inventory on life, if we're not careful, we can go negative.
那当我们记录下我们生命中所发生一切的时候，如果我们不注意的话，我们就变得消极。
Kind of like Elijah.
就像以利亚。
All these amazing things had happened just earlier in his life.
在他生命当中，这之前发生了很多奇妙的事情。
But he forgot all about them and dwelled on his current situation.
但是他却把这一切都忘记了，却消沉在他现在所发生的事情当中。
But if we remember all that God has done for us,
如果你记住神为我们所做的一切，
we will experience God's peace and his victory.
我们会经历神的平安和他的胜利。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that you've given us many memories.
神啊，我们感谢你给我们很多美好的记忆。
We thank you that we don't have to have piles of rocks.
感谢你不需要让我们把石头聚集在一起。
Scattered all around.
分散在各地。
But you have given us so many ways that we can be reminded of your goodness.
你给我们很多方式可以纪念你所你的奇妙施工。
And all the things that you have done for us.
来记录你为我们所做的一切。
Lord, we thank you for helping us and being with us in the good times.
感谢你能够在我们美好的时候和我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for how you have brought us through the difficult times, the times of loss and the times of struggle.
我们也感谢你在我们失落的时候，在我们挣扎的时候，你也一样与我们同在。
Knowing that you were carrying us through those difficult times.
我们知道在我们经历困难的时候，是你在带领我们。
Father, we want to come before you with the difficult times we're in right now.
神啊，在我们现在所面临的困苦的时候，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, help us not to worry about those things.
神啊，求你帮助我们不要担忧什么。
Help us to continually pray about those things.
让我们持续祷告。
Lord, help us to be able to tell you what we need.
让我们知道要告诉你我们所需求的一切。
And Lord, help us always to be thankful for what you have done for us.
让我们要感谢你为我们所做的一切。
Lord, we thank you that we're children of the Most High.
神啊，让我们知道我们是您的孩子。
That you love us and your hand rests upon us.
你爱我们，你的手一直放在我们的身上。
Lord, we thank you that we can come together as family today.
神啊，我们感谢你们，我们能够作为一个大家庭聚集在一起。
And we thank you for this time that we can come and celebrate Thanksgiving together.
我们感谢你，我们能够聚集在一起庆祝感恩节。
Lord, just give us that grateful heart.
神啊，让我们有一个感恩的心。
Lord, open our eyes to how amazing you are to us.
神啊，打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你是多么的奇妙。
And most of all, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
最重要的是，我们感谢你给予我们主基督耶稣。
Who saves us from our sin.
把我们从最终救出。
Now with eyes closed and heads bowed,
当我们合上眼睛低着头的时候，
I just want to pray for anybody here who may be going through an extremely difficult time right now. Again, nobody's looking around except for me.
我呢想为那些在现在经历苦难的人进行祷告，所有人都要闭上眼睛，不要抬起头，除了我。
I just want to pray for you. I'm not going to pray out by name for you, but I just want to pray for you.
我只想为你祷告，我不会把你的名字说出来，只是想为你祷告。
And I know we all need prayer, but if you just put your hand up so I could see your hand, and God will know that I'm praying for you when I pray.
我们知道每个人都需要向神祷告，但是如果你需要的话，你把手举起来，然后神知道你需要祷告。
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time again that we can come together as family in Jesus. Lord, we pray that as we have our hymn of response, that we would truly respond, Lord, as we're sitting here today, as we stand, that you would just open our hearts and our eyes to the blessings that you poured down upon us. Lord, as we've been thankful, Lord, help us have we been blessed, help us to be blessings to those around us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.